The more individualistic we become in our outlook on life, the more prone we are to resisting authority and criticizing our leaders. We've seen a lot of that over the last couple of years of this pandemic, right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's interesting to me how often we hear preachers, like me, talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus. And whilst that is implied in Scripture, particularly in the Gospel accounts, as people interacted with him, it's not really explicitly stated. To the contrary, the emphasis in the New Testament is in fact on the church, on the body of Christ, on us being believers, disciples, people who exercise our God-given gifts in the context of a faith community. It's more, much more, about mutuality rather than individuality. And whenever you're part of a community, you need to have leaders. That's just the way things go. So what are we to do with those leaders as this perspective of individuality more and more takes hold in our hearts? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders. Be willing to do what they say. They are responsible for your spiritual welfare, so they're always watching to protect you. Obey them so that their work will give them joy, not grief. It won't help you to make it hard for them. As someone whose natural gifting is to be a leader, I can tell you that people very rarely consider how difficult it is to lead. They almost never think of the personal toll that leadership exacts on the emotions, on the relationships, on the families of their leaders. Sure, leaders aren't perfect, and very occasionally they're downright awful. But in the main, they're doing their very best to lead. Obey them. Be willing with a good heart to do what they say. And stop giving them grief. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The thing I love about God is that he challenges our perspective in every part of our lives to set us free from our sin. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.